Can chewing gum be good for your health? Some answers on today's edition of Family Health. Here's Dr. Harold C. Thompson, an osteopathic family physician.
If you had a childhood like many, you probably remember being disciplined at least once for chewing gum in school. Loudly chewing gum in a crowded classroom can be a disruptive behavior, and your teacher was probably justified in telling you to cease and desist. However, your teacher probably didn't know all the healthy benefits that might be associated with this pleasurable activity. Well, as a matter of fact, none of us did. A recent issue of the Harvard Health Letter discussed several ways that chewing gum might be beneficial. They pointed out that recent research has discovered that gum chewing might improve heartburn, hasten recovery of bowel surgery, and even reduce tooth decay. Before I get into the details of these potential benefits of chewing gum, let me specify that you should generally use sugarless gum to obtain maximum benefit. Regular heartburn, two or more times a week, is usually the result of gastroesophageal reflux, or GERD. This means that acidic digestive juices flow back up out of the stomach and into the esophagus, where they can cause irritation and damage. For years, people with GERD have noticed that chewing gum sometimes relieved their symptoms. Now, researchers in the United Kingdom have evidence that gum may provide more than just symptomatic relief. In a small study of 30 GERD sufferers, they found that chewing gum for about a half an hour after eating actually lowers acid levels in the esophagus. The frequent swallowing that takes place while chewing gum, the researchers speculated, probably helped reduce reflux and wash stomach acid back into the stomach. Other parts of the GI tract seem to benefit, too. Chewing gum after colon surgery, according to studies in Japan and California, may provide a quicker return of normal bowel function. This was evidenced by early onset of passing gas, bowel movements, and feelings of hunger. A study in Wales, however, showed negative results. Finally, let's look at the effect of chewing gum on dental health. Here, of course, the use of sugarless gum is absolutely necessary to receive any benefit. When you chew gum, it generates extra saliva. As this circulates in your mouth and you swallow it, you may be washing away harmful bacteria that cause tooth decay. To maximize this benefit, look for a sugarless gum that contains xylitol. This natural sweetener actually has some additional tooth decay-fighting abilities.
Family Health is a service of the College of Osteopathic Medicine and the Center for Public Media at Ohio University, in cooperation with the American Osteopathic Association and the American College of Osteopathic Surgeons.